so bad.
Fresh. Been long.
I was stuck, now I'm sad.
Live from an undisclosed location, we have a mystery guest. Welcome, everyone, to Season 3, Episode 5?
Oh,
sure.
I feel confident with 5.
Let's go with 5.
5 sounds right.
We're back again, recording tonight, and we have a mystery caller, a mystery guest. But before we get to the mystery caller here, I'm going to introduce everyone around the table tonight. To my right, I have DJ Kyle. DJ Kyle, how we feeling, buddy?
I'm a boomerang kind of plays on the left flipper type thing.
Yeah. I got some time on that one. It's an interesting game. I'll leave it at that.
Honestly, I don't hate it.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, I feel like I've played a lot less exciting games before, and
for sure,
it's decently clean. It lights up nice. It looks great. Kyle's got it cleaned up.
It's so glowing real nice sitting here.
Yeah.
I feel like I could have competed with whoever they commissioned to do the cabinet art. Like feel like I could have knocked that out of the park.
Stick figures for sure.
Sitting across from me on microphone number 3, we have Corbin. Corbin, how we feeling, buddy?
Doing great.
And to my left, the most flippin' fantastic of them all. Zach, how we doing, buddy?
Just flipping fantastic over here.
I love it. Mystery caller, how are we doing tonight?
Yes. Hey, guys. Wow, fresh pinball. I can't believe I've made it. This is awesome. I'm very happy to be one of your mystery guests here, but did you need to send the windowless panel van? I mean, it's really hot in here, and with the duct tape, I can barely hold the phone.
If you're really good, we will get you an ice cream sandwich at the end of this, but only if you behave.
And let him play Pony Factory.
Yeah.
One ice cream sandwich.
And the nachos ran out about 45 minutes ago. So
no way.
4 credits of Pony Factory. All right, so we're going to kick this off with each of us is going to get 2 questions to try to reveal to the audience who the mystery guest is. So I'll start, mystery guest.
Sure.
Which state in our United States do you call home?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question because I move around a lot. Currently, I post in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, okay.
Mm-hmm. But I pronounce it with a California accent, so.
Wisconsin. Do you get a little bit of a lot of folks up there that have that Minnesota drawl?
Minnesota.
I mean, only when they bring some hot dish in a bag.
What do you got, Kyle?
I'm wondering what our mystery's guest go-to pizza is.
Ooh, okay.
I very much fall on the New York, New York style on the spectrum. Right? Mm-hmm. But anything with cornmeal on the crust and baked in a hot oven, I'm going to like.
All right.
I'm not sure that's going to help the audience identify who the mystery caller is.
I was just curious of what mystery caller pizza was.
It's a reasonable question.
What do you got for him, Corbin?
I'm just curious, I think this might reveal something. But if you had one ball left to play in your life on a game, what game would that be?
Ooh, that's a deep one.
Ooh,
one
man.
Ball. Not even a whole game, just one ball. And then that's it.
Let's go with diner, just because I want to get that damn framework.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Not bad. Mad about that.
All right, Zach, what do you got?
What do you got, Zach? For the mystery caller.
What is the latest pinball you just purchased?
Okay, reasonable.
Oh, yeah. That would be a Stern title. Actually, it's a Spike 1 system. It's a WWE WrestleMania limited edition.
Oh.
Signed by Hulk Hogan.
Oh.
That's all 400 were. Yeah, and I'm damn happy with it.
That's good.
Some fans of that game at this table, so you're not alone. You're not going to get a lot of hate from us.
No, that is cool. It has some cool mechs on it for sure.
All right, so for my second question, I'm going to go with, what was the first game that you ever bought from Mad Pinball?
Oh, gosh, that was a Godzilla Premium new in box. Just before the price increase, right when everybody else had 1-year-long waiting lists and you showed up in chat, you're like, hey, I'm a company you haven't heard of, but I've got them available. And it was awesome.
I remember you running me through the ringer. making me identify myself, show that I'm legit. I had to send him a DNA sample. It was a whole thing.
I'm sure you had some alias or something you're running
on. At least you didn't ask for a hair
sample. Skin sample you sent. Yeah.
I wasn't running on an alias at that time. The mystery caller was running on an alias, but that'll be for a different conversation. All right, Kyle, question number two.
Why did you sell your Godzilla?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. So, all right. I mean, it's like the greatest game of the modern era, right? But I had to make room. There was more games coming in, and I found myself just not playing it as much as everything else that I had. I looked at the market. I saw what it would cost to replace it down the road. It was favorable. So it actually made sense for me at the time to go ahead and release it into the wild.
Did you have some insider information knowing that the black and white was just around the corner? And
Jeff, you're like, we all know you spoke that into existence.
Okay? Now's the time to cut on this game.
Completely coincidental. I mean, I had heard the rumors, but I didn't know it was coming out like the next week after I sold.
It was literally perfect timing.
So that did
boost
my credibility. It boosted my credibility in the space, though, so I'm going to milk that.
No doubt.
Yeah, hell yeah. Might as well.
All right, Corbin, question number two, buddy.
All right. I'm going to go with the... What? Top spooky game for you.
Of all their
contract titles, any of the anything spookies.
And to piggyback on that, you've played all of their games now, correct?
I have played every one of their games.
That's what I got.
Including Domino's Pizza Challenge, which is way better than it has any right to be. Mm. So what is the best spooky title and why is it Rick and Morty?
I think we still have your Rick and Morty around, actually.
We do.
That's part of our spooky museum collection.
When we took it out to Pinbrew, everybody was oogling it, going, is that the actual Bugs high scores on here? And I said, well, yeah, as a matter of fact, they are.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that game is a gem. I think just for fun, for pinball and what it is. Although Looney Tunes is giving it a run for its money.
Yeah, Looney Tunes is really developing into something special.
Yeah.
All right, Zach.
They're still available. Like, get one while you can.
Absolutely. Oh, no. Yeah, absolutely.
Get in before the lock, as they say. Final question.
Do you have any pens you would say that are bolted to the floor?
Ooh, probably Star Wars Premium. Just the hate that I get, partially because I just love the damn game. But I'm getting some bolts for this WrestleMania that I got. It's low plays. It's awesome. And I've got some great plans for it.
How many did they make of that? Was that like 300 or 500? How many?
400.
400. 400. Okay. I knew it was right in that early. Less.
Yeah. The distributors were trying to give them away.
I'm sure.
They're like 400.
They still, I mean, I think it's still a game that you can get on a deal. Like, I think that for as fun of a game and the interesting mechs it has, I'm surprised the value's a little bit less.
That upper ring is amazing to me. The ball paths, the layout of it overall. It's just a super, super unique game. All right, Mystery Caller.
The longer wire forms, the extra characters. I could talk about WrestleMania for a while, man.
Question number three, Mystery Caller.
Yes. Bonus question.
Did you get the Lady Plastics?
Yes, absolutely. They're already in there, and the game is substantially better now.
Yeah. There was a cool promo that we ended up with too that had like a little boxing ring that has little cardboard or not cardboard, little plastic cutouts too that were interesting.
Yeah, it was like a little mini wrestling ring, and then you could have like John Cena, The Rock, and all of these different characters battle it out cardboard style in two dimensions.
Yeah, flat plastic.
Well, that's
style.
Fun.
Yeah.
All right, I think we're ready for the Mystery Caller to reveal themselves. Mystery Caller, who are you?
Yes. Hi, my name is Don. I run Don's Pinball Podcast and Don's Swag Barn in Pinside. And on Saturday nights, you can find me down at the local butchery, meat market, slinging pig intestines cheap. So if you need some chitlins, I don't have the best, but I got the best prices.
And that's what you need to compete. All right, Don, tell us a little bit about your pinball journey. I know you've talked about it on your podcast before, and I find it super fascinating. And, you know, obviously when you answered one of the questions with Diner, that connected me back to, you know, when you've told some of these stories before. But for our audience,
if people are listening to us, they probably listen to Don too. But
there's definitely a good chance, but it's always fascinating to hear about people's pinball journeys, what got them connected to it, what brought them back into it, and all of that. So take us down memory lane, if you will.
Sure. So, you know, people see me new on the scene and they're like, well, Don, you're new to pinball. And it's like, well, no, I've been playing pinball since I was like 6 years old. You know, it was just in laundromats and things, you know, waiting for clothes to dry. I remember the laundromat in my town had a diner. And so I must have tried to get that damn Frankfurter and root beer like 100 times between that and Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, because that's all that was there. You know, but even in the heyday of like Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter II at the the family fun centers, like I would spend half my tokens on those, but I would save some for like the wall of pinball machines. You know, just like I'd walk up and down the line, and it's like, where are we going to spend these tokens? There's Fishtails, there's Terminator, you know, here's Adam's Family. What can I play that I can try to get a free game so I can, you know, make these tokens last? So I've always been into it. My dad and I would always talk about, wouldn't it be cool if we could find a way to rent a game and have it in our house for a month or something? And then, come to find out that this is, you know, the hobby during COVID. People are doing this thing. There's, you know, more games and some of the best games that have ever been released now. And so what a great time to just jump all right into this hobby. Started with the arcade one-ups like most people do. And then was like, hey, I found a pinball dealer. Let me just go down and look. And then I came home with a Stern Black Knight or Stern Dark Knight as my first game, and then one has turned into 16 somehow.
That's how the addiction can go. If you get them wet after midnight, or what you feed them after midnight, whatever the saying is with that sort of thing.
So yeah, I definitely do most of my eating after midnight.
So as a man of many interests, and you've been through many hobbies, whether it's disc golf or skateboarding or chasing the newest coaster or whatever, you've been into pinball for a few years now. What about it, or what about the community, has resonated with you that's made you stick with it?
Oh, I love the petty arguments, because they are unending, right? The great thing about it is there's a game for everybody. I have friends that love Bond, and I just don't get it. And like, that's okay. But we can still argue infinitely about it because it's so subjective. I have the same arguments in the roller coaster hobby and the same personalities. It's so funny. So it was just kind of like, you're just walking along one day and then you open the door into a pinball convention. And you step into this whole world you didn't know was going on. It's like, walking into Wonka's factory, right? Yeah. A river of chocolate under glass full of Augustuses. Yeah.
So, obviously,
so it's been fun.
Yeah, and that's the wild thing is you and I connected pretty early on, on the distributor side, and then just kind of, chatted here and there about the hobby and whatnot. What about what you do with your podcast and with your interaction do you think has been different than maybe what other folks were doing that's made you, this relevant this fast?
So I think it's the perspective, right? A lot of the people that have been doing podcasts when I started had been doing it for a long time, back in the tournament days, back when there weren't all these, hugely attended conferences like we have now and expos and things, and as many companies as we have, as many games and as many different, competition for our entertainment money. Right. So I got to come in with like my perspective, which I think was different from everybody else that was out there. At the same time, there's people just like me that are just starting to get into this and don't know where to start or who to trust or how to avoid a scam. So when I started doing my podcast, just talking out into whoever would listen, one of the things I did was I looked at people that were legitimate that I had bought things from, either mods or games, and I did a little, trusted pinball dealer corner, where I would just mention, hey, this is somebody that's legitimate that I've bought games from. And then that's like the hugest thing. Like once you find somebody that's legit and you can trust, then you can do future deals with these folks, because we trade games back and forth, and these things are expensive. They're the size of a refrigerator. They're freight shipped, so it's a lot of risk to send something out and, hope you're going to actually get your PayPal cleared.
Would you ever have imagined whenever you bought your Dark Knight that you'd be traveling? You are travel a lot for work, obviously, but you've done a ton of extensive traveling that feels like even more recently that's been exclusively for pinball. You were out in the Pacific Northwest and on tour and just all of the wild places IHAPA and things that this has taken you so far.
Living that pinball personality life.
Right. Yeah, it's legit. Fake it till you make it. So I'm still faking it. And I'm having so much fun. Like, to enjoy my hobby at this level is just even more fun for me. I've made it known to the manufacturers, like if you've got a new game and it's coming out. I'm local to Chicago. If you want me to, you know, come play it, and then when you're ready to release, I'll go, you know, blast it and give my impressions. You know, I'm happy to do that. And they were super receptive to that. So how cool is that? That's like getting invited to a media day for a new ride at the theme park. You know, like, come ride it, tell people what you think. You know, it's awesome.
Well, I know you've definitely made inroads with American Pinball. You were at the Stern, media, basically Blitz.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, that's crazy. You delivered your guys your game to you or whatever.
I mean your custom Don's Pinball podcast, right? Like, placard games. So, I mean, those three I know come to mind for me right away of where they've embraced you as much as you've embraced them, which is it just has to be amazing.
Yeah, hashtag blessed. And there's one more Chicago manufacturer that's coming on board here soon for the next release. So super excited about that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they are one of those amazing partners that everyone just wants to, you know, be in alignment with. All right, we've introduced Don. We've talked about his pinball journey. You want to plug your podcast and all of the platforms that you're on? That way, if the people need to find you, they know where to do it.
Sure. It's got a very exotic name, Don's Pinball Podcast. The email address is donspinballpodcast@gmail.com. Luckily, nobody had that already. Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple, everywhere. It's for Gile, yeah. Well, my eagle is. So. Don't bruise me too hard. I got a Facebook page, a Facebook group, the Discord, the Patreon, where we do giveaways every month.
Talk about the Patreon a little bit, because I love what you do with the Patreon.
So, right, I just want everybody else had one. So I'm like, let me just throw my hat down like I'm busking on the sidewalk. And I'll just put, you know, $5 if you just want to, you know, throw me a tip or something if you like what I do so I can go and play Godfather when I go on location. That was the whole point of it. And then I've got 100 people on it now. And so it's like, shoot, I've got to do something for these people. So I'm doing more exclusive content for them where I go a little bit more kind of personal and detail than I would on the normal, you know, for the public podcast. You know, a little bit more just like, you know, what am I doing? How I go about doing it? Don, you travel all the time. Don't you work? And it's like, well, yeah, but I have like tips and strategies I've curated over my years of, you know, coasterdom. And I'm happy to share those tips and things with people. And so now the Discord is kind of almost running on its own. There's whole conversations happening on there when I'm away from it. So like that community starting, I started an international podcast with Retro Django called We Are Pinball, just so we could use the WAP acronym. And we're making t-shirts, and it's stupid and fun and
hilarious.
It's awesome.
And it's all positive. That's what I always dig about all your stuff. Like I listen to Don's Pinball podcast and everything. And it's, I mean, some of the negativity from some of the other, it's nice to just have like a positive, upbeat, something to listen to, and consistent. Like you're always putting something out. So I always dig that for sure.
I'll say Don's definitely positive, but he's also real. Like I've
real, but he's not. It comes off and still a positive. It's just authentic. Honest. It's just honest, and but it doesn't come off as like being negative or whatever. So I don't know. I enjoy that about it.
Definitely. Yeah.
Sorry,
part of it is like I'm legitimately having fun. So, how can I be like a bag of sour grapes? And you know, if your hobby gets to that point that you're just not having fun in it anymore, like go find something. There's so much.
Maybe
stuff
you
to
need
do,
a
man.
New hobby. Yeah,
do something else.
Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, not this release again, or man, this company's so stupid. It's like, well, what are you even doing? You know, come on, there's other stuff out there. Yeah.
That's always my most hated response is whenever a new game gets released, and I know in my heart of hearts, in the back of my mind, that, you know, dozens, if not hundreds of people have put a ton of time, effort, and everything else into getting that game out. And the first response from someone is, oh, well, Zach's wallet is safe from whatever game it is. And it's like, really? Come on. That's your first response.
It's just also like, I'd like to see you make one.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Like I just went to next level. I was so excited. I got to play Thunderbirds, right? Like consistently rated the worst game ever. And
how was
you know,
it?
I'm
how
not
was
sure.
it?
I mean, I'm not rushing out to buy one, but I had fun playing it. Like I went back and played it a couple of times, and I didn't expect to do that based on everything that I had heard. You know, I didn't shoot the international rescue ramp 1,000 times to try to light all the letters or
it's
anything.
27, but come on.
It had some cool little mechanisms in it. The shaking palm trees cracked me up every time it happened. You know. So, yeah, you know, not a great game. I'm not going to buy one, but I'll go play it on location again. I don't think there's any problem with that. you know, if a game comes out and it's like not, you know, screaming your name to go buy, you can still go throw a dollar in it on location. What's wrong with that?
You don't have to buy every single game.
That's the key.
I feel like some people feel like it's like everything that comes out, they have to buy it. But it's like you don't necessarily have to. You can just enjoy it, you know, on occasion at your friend's house or on location, and that's okay.
There's nothing wrong with throwing a buck in a game.
No, I support that for sure.
No, Kyle, you know, you can throw in Toy Story 4 every once in a while.
Give Toy Story 4 some love, Kyle.
No,
come on.
No, no, I'll throw it off a roof.
I got it on my list at some point. I kind of want one, yeah.
I would love a CE to get traded in at a nice value because it would definitely go well in the sort of a family game room. So it's one that's on my list for certain.
Don, do you have a diner? Okay, just out of curiosity. I don't. You always love on diner. I'm just curious. Do you have one?
I don't. Okay. You know, I've kept my eye out. I've seen some pop up in like really good condition, but the timing wasn't right for me.
Okay.
You know, I'm
so
still
how
kinda,
many
kinda full right now.
Exactly how many System 11s do you own right now?
Good
let's
question.
See. Is Tails a System 11?
No.
Arabian Nights is 80s. It is ripped off System 11. The operating system is exactly the same. But
so the answer is zero.
Okay.
Do you still have Tails? I do, yeah, for probably another month or so.
Nice. Okay, just curious about the System 11 diner thing. You need a diner, I feel like. I always hear you loving on diner.
I'm going to make it my mission.
I want to borrow it. You can borrow a diner.
I know, you did just get a...
Just came back in. Maybe you can borrow it, temporary trade or something.
Yeah, we can figure something out.
He likes to buy his
I think that's the ultimate dream for the relationship, you know, for Mad Pinball and Don is that he doesn't have to buy every game, that eventually some games can get to him on, you know, hey, try this, demo it. If you have a relationship with a local arcade up there, take it over there, do this, do that, and whatever else. You know,
diner's a little... I don't know if anyone's as excited about it as a new release, but
no.
I mean, maybe they'll redo that next.
No, it's a cool game, for sure. You know, it's always good to have that game that you're searching for, too. You know, you don't want to have everything because then there's nothing to pine for, nothing to scour the forums and marketplace for. The hunt is fun, too, you know?
Very true.
So I've got at least one more question for you. I can't speak for the other gentlemen, but I know that you have been working on a little pinball project. Are you ready to talk about that out here in the public? Or is
like
that
it's a mini pinball? Or it's well, like,
I don't know. Don, are you ready to reveal
have
a
have
few?
Have you not heard of this?
I'm very aware, but I'm not sure everyone else around the table.
I'm getting outed by Aaron Davis from Fast Pinball since I bought his boards, but... I came back from TPF and I saw like the amazing things that the homebrew people are making, and I thought, you know, dang it, let me see what I can do. Right?
Was Motorhead the game? Because that game blew me away.
Oh my god, it's so great, right? Like professional games are coming out from the homebrew people. Saw is amazing. Friday the 13th, the new Pokemon just coming out. I looked at a theme that I don't think any company would reasonably be able to get. Something that I love, which would be the original 8-bit Legend of Zelda. And I built myself a Spike 2 cabinet. I've got speakers in it. It's functioning. I've got a white wood now, and I got the boards, and I'm starting to put them in and starting the wiring. So the hope is to have something flipping by Expo.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Okay.
That's exciting.
Very exciting.
Oh, yeah. And it's with my low expectations and measure of success, it's already exceeded what I thought I would do.
In the wind column. So
just bring it to
I've
Airbnb
got art, I've got a,
and
I've
we'll
got a
put,
translate. Yeah.
We'll put it on our Instagram and it'll be fine.
You know, one minute I was working in my wood shop in my garage, and next minute I have another game because like I have another cabinet, right? So like that was fun.
That's phenomenal. Zach, do you have any questions to end with Don here before we let him get back to
saving lives?
Yeah, just get out there and save some lives, play some pinball, you know?
Maybe you can play pinball, like save lives by playing pinball. That's what we need is like some sort of pinball superhero.
Save my baby.
All right, so who's gonna get the Hasbro license for Operation Pinball?
Oh, there you go.
All the gobble holes without touching the sides.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Kind of like Indiana Jones, the Path of Adventure.
Well, I know you have a little bit, Don, of a relationship with Jason Knapp. Did you see the post that he did maybe about a month ago where he went to the Hasbro? It was like a Dave & Buster's where everything was like enormous.
No, how did I miss that?
Yeah, definitely go back and check that out. But it was like they had like Battleship and Operation and all of these different wild things. Some of them were just like terrible like knockoffs of Skee-Ball, but a few of them were decent.
I'll check it out. Yeah, nap's always good for a good time.
Final questions, Corbin?
Yeah. Will we be competing again this year in the Olympics on the treadmill?
Oh, possibly. I'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, I don't know on the treadmill, though, man. I mean, I'm glad I did it.
We were in the same heat last year, so that's why I was wondering, you know. I think, yeah, we were. I'm still
out of breath.
Don't look tired on the way back.
I'm sure I'll see you at some point out there, so.
Absolutely.
That was it, yep.
Kyle, final questions, buddy?
What release are you looking forward to?
Whatever's next. That's always what it is.
But I mean, perspective-wise. I mean, come on.
So, like, the big rumors. I want to see what this Harry Potter has to it. I want to see if Pokemon is a real thing.
Yeah.
I want to see if there's going to be a brand new Metallica. I want to see if there's going to be a black and white Barrios barbecue challenge.
Yeah, actually, we started working on ours. We're converting it to black and white.
We have magic marker.
We've been sharpening the shit.
We've already been set the kit.
The kit.
It was well sharp done edition.
Yeah. Well done edition. So the stuff's a little crispier. We finally broke 1,000 plays on our Barrios barbecue challenge. I was excited about that.
1,000 plays?
So you had Barrios at the...
So this past weekend I had I did a tattoo convention. There's a tattoo convention going on that they wanted pinballs at. So I took three games there. I took John Wick. I took Barrios barbecue challenge. So it was a John Wick premium, Barrios, the LE,
yeah,
and then Godfather LE with the topper and all that.
How'd we come out?
So numbers? Yeah. I got all the numbers. Anyone, what are your guys' guess? What do you think got played the most? So this was a Friday, Saturday, Sunday deal. I also took the an NBA Jam, the arcade game, and like a Pac-Man deal.
I mean, my guess all day would have been John Wick.
John Wick is the top. Crowd. Okay. And how many plays do you think? Like, what do you think on average? Like, and they were there. They were like 10 to... 10 to like 9 at night. They all day take
200 plays on John Wick.
Okay.
And 400 plays on Barrios.
You think Barrios was the winner? 400 plays. Where's Godfather at? All right, Kyle, where's Godfather?
320.
Okay, so you think Barrios, Godfather, and Wick at the bottom. Yeah. Jeff thought Wick was at the top, and then what's the middle?
I would have thought Wick, Barrio, and then Godfather at the bottom.
Okay, Zach?
I'm going to go Godfather, Barrios, John Wick.
Ooh, okay.
Don, what do you think?
I think tattoos, classic theme, Godfather top, John Wick next, and then Barrio, just because it's a longer player, I think.
Tank the dog.
Tank, what do you think? Tank the dog is here today, too.
Probably John Wick, Godfather, and then the barbecue challenge.
So he said John Wick, Godfather, barbecue. Okay, so the results are Godfather was the winner. Yeah. Godfather.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
415 plays for the weekend. Wick was second at 400, so I mean they were close.
Yeah,
I mean they weren't far off. And then Barrios was at 205.
Oh,
so but they were all. I mean they were all somewhere up there, set up, ready to go. So that was the. I was a little bit surprised with the Godfather, but I don't know. It had that topper draws people in. It does that. It's loud as shit. It definitely catches your attention. But
Don's a big fan of the accessory kit from The Godfather. He's used them on those pieces and parts on many games.
Did Jeff tell you when he put the lockdown bar on how he how he installed it on this one?
So I literally didn't realize that the lockdown bar action button applique was like that. It was anything. I thought it was just some ornate whatever. And I put it on, and a week later, somebody's like, you know, that's on upside down. I'm like, what are you talking about? There's no, like, correct orientation of this. They're like, definitely. No, it's lions. I'm like, oh, shit.
So I can't unsee I've left it because I'm like, this stays. Jeff did that. It's fine.
Never live that one down. Never live that one down.
Mad pinball.
All right, so we'll get you out on this, Don. Do you foresee yourself taking any pinball home from this job? I know whenever the last time you were in Ohio working.
Was he in Ohio again?
I don't know.
Oh, he said Wisconsin.
He's in Wisconsin.
Does the mystery caller want to reveal where he is?
Did he?
Wisconsin right now. I am signing a deal to be back in Ohio in September. So I don't know. Maybe it'd be fun to have a diner for a little bit.
There we go.
I'll put that out there.
Okay. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right, Don. Thanks for joining us.
It is.
Yeah, we'll get you.
Got a raven coming your way.
Appreciate you taking the time and coming on. We'll talk to you soon, Don. Talk to you later, bud.
Anytime.
Bye.
All right. That was the Don Garrison of Don's Pinball Podcast. Don, thank you so much for taking the last 30 minutes to hop on with us and give everybody your pinball story. Definitely, listeners, if you don't already, check out Don's Pinball Podcast.
Absolutely.
On any of your podcasters, he's out there.
He's like a big-time podcaster.
Yeah. He does a lot.
Yeah.
All of his logos, and he's official.
Yes, Don is legit. He's the one who turned me on to Fiverr. Like, he uses that extensively early on to get a lot of his stuff, and then now he has legit pinball artists doing his logos and banners and shirts and whatever else. So he is definitely the big time. So for us, since we had mystery guest at the beginning, let's circle back for a little fact check.
It's going to get dirty.
I don't know if Ben actually sent me anything.
We saw Ben in the flesh.
He does want to come on live. He said he'd drive up. If we told him like a couple hours in advance, he'd come up.
Whoa. Ben was allowed out of the house?
We saw him at Vintage Motorcycle Days. He did not ride any motorcycles at all.
This disclaimer.
Shannon did not, Shannon didn't
know. No snowboards at all.
Nothing. I thought she had locked all the doors.
No, he came up by himself.
That's hilarious.
And it was good.
It was a good time. Yeah, I was good. Glad to see him. One of his buddies was actually racing in one of the events.
Couple heats. Yeah, it was cool.
But yeah, Vintage Motorcycle Days was a good time. We're talking about taking pinballs next year.
Ooh,
yes. The generator topic came up again out there.
I feel like we,
because Adam was listening to it and he's like, my generator. He said it's a generator. And Ben, if you're listening, we should have asked you while you were there. But, he said it was a generator inverter. So it had a generator, then straight to inverter. Like, it was all built into one of the real nice Hondas. And he was convinced. He's
that's a Harbor Freight. Totally, it is a Predator.
Oh, he has a China Freight. Never mind. Yeah. But he said it's equivalent.
But it's still equivalent to the Honda.
Equivalent to the Honda Predator.
I feel like you do generator into the power bank, and then you power the pinball off of the power bank.
He seemed to think.
That's the move.
I looked at the bus's inverter. It's, I think, a 2,000 watt.
So we might be able to run some off that.
Yeah.
We also have it broken into breakers, but
one breaker. It's on one.
All right, you're right.
I think.
All right, the first fact check clarification here that I want to put out there. We talked extensively, well, not extensively, but we talked about a Jetsons coming into the fold. Mm-hmm. And I believe that we said during the episode that it was contracted by
Planetary
Pinball, but it was actually the Pinball Company. So I wanted to get that correction on there. Zach, the Jetsons has been hanging out in your garage. Have you gotten any games on it?
Yeah,
any
I got takeaways? Some games.
Any thoughts?
It's really fun. Yes, it's basic. I like how the glow it gives off. It does have those Penn Stadiums in it, though. But it has real nice, just very visual pleasing.
I think so, too. I think the art on it is beautiful, like those soft tones. Like, it just it takes
me back.
The
sounds are nice. I mean, it's cool. It has authentic Jetsons vibe to it. I mean,
definitely.
I've enjoyed it, the few games I played on it.
The boys are having fun with it.
Oh, are they aware of the show at all? I bet not.
No, not yet. They love Haunted House.
So the most ridiculous question that I received, and this person will remain nameless, is why does Jeff love shitty games? Which I found to be very rude, Messenger. Then
it's okay, bud. I asked the same thing.
They commented that I love Monday Night Football. And then on the Dave Sousa episode that I said that I love Silver Slugger and that I have owned multiple Strange Science machines.
So, I just want the world to know, too. Everyone thinks I hate Data East. There's a Data East in my house right now.
And that Data East is?
Guns N' Roses.
Guns and
Roses. And I opened it up, and I'm going to be honest, some of the wiring and things are...
It was very interesting when we carried it out.
Yeah, dude, like, we opened the coin door, and right in front of you, right there, dead center, near the trough range, is like two wires stripped, just laying against each other.
After you had that Frankenstein out of the same warehouse, does anything surprise you anymore?
No, but I'm also just like, what?
How did this keep happening?
Yeah, I'm excited to get a little time in on it, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's going to take a little bit of time to get...
Do you think I should just do the full, just get wild with it?
Yeah,
probably.
That game is worth it because, I mean, it's not a pristine, it's a, you know...
Player's condition or whatever they say. Is that the phrase people use?
Player's condition, routed condition. Yeah. So, I mean, no matter what you do to it, it's, you know, only going to be so nice. But I'd give it a nice treatment. I mean, that can bring some decent money.
I feel like I'm going to... Now my goal is just wow you with it.
Gonna love it up. Take it from a turd and turn it into a cat.
Make it too nice, though. After we did that to Frankenstein, we should have kept Frankenstein.
Looking in the rearview mirror now, we definitely should have kept Frankenstein. He could have been in his forever home. Hmm. So,
just like Alice Cooper,
there was a message of the Dave versus Kyle story arc that it went from bromance to frenemy to love to hate. So the story.
I think we need pizzas, man.
We need what?
Pizza.
Let's go hang out with Dave. Is there still spots in his tournament? If he doesn't fill it out, I say if he doesn't max his number out, we'll drive out.
Then we go.
We'll drive out. If nobody buys the rest of his tickets, we're going to have to.
So instead of breaking bread, we break pizza.
That's Kyle's thing.
Pizza versus pizza.
I will say, I talked to Dave, though, and he said, that's fine. I'll get you pizza, but you have to play Toy Story.
Ooh.
He said that would be a true sign of you're making peace with him.
No.
So was that the deal breaker, Kyle?
I'm out.
Was the deal breaker with Dave that he called Final Resistance TNA 2 or that he had Toy Story 4?
What kind of imposter in this?
Dave, I know you're listening, buddy.
I'm sorry.
Kyle loves you. I really do love you. We're just getting fired up about this. I think we just burn one down
and we'd be fine.
And have a pizza. Like a local pizza, or he's making you a pizza? Like, what do you think? What's the vision here?
We'll make Keith make expectations. The
pizza. Yeah, we should have Dave here for when he gets dialed in, and then Keith makes everyone.
Does he want that dialed in?
Yes.
Have we talked to him about it?
I think we can figure it out.
Okay.
All right, Dave, we love you, buddy. So at one point in the last episode, someone brought up the game Aztec and the Aztec EM. That sparked something in my mind that I remembered that our buddy Rob out in Aliquippa has one of 10 Aztec solid-state games. Mm. Do you remember looking at that when we were out there at all, Corbin?
Briefly.
Yeah.
I don't think I realized the full weight of it. He has so much that it's hard to differentiate. So that would be like, that would be like 76, 75?
76, 70, yeah, like 76.
Yeah. I had a shot at a Mata Hari EM one time. That's a super low one, but it was during COVID and the guy didn't want to let us in the house till after, and then I don't know whatever happened. Because we have both truck stops.
Right.
Or Knight Rider.
Knight Riders.
Yeah. Semis. Same thing.
Truck stop.
What didn't your dad tell the story of, or maybe you, of Mata Hari when you guys ordered one for Stark Novelty that you ordered an EM and they sent you a solid state? And was like,
That's what he said. Yeah, I think he talked about that on. We should have him back on. We talked about that on the episode with him, and because he said my grandpa was like super pissed. He's like, I don't know what this is. This is because my dad was like, oh, this is a solid state, and he's like, no, it's not. It's an EM. They opened it, and he's like, I'm pretty sure this is a solid state, and he was completely like, you know, I know nothing about this. This is no.
I mean, it would just be like a foreign language or something that's completely different.
Yeah.
All right. So the next item on the notes are, we're going to be doing some traveling or have traveled a bit. I know, Kyle, you were just recently in Pittsburgh and you ended up where?
It was like over a bridge.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Like the city of Pittsburgh? Like that's the entire city of Pittsburgh.
There was a river.
I mean,
there was a bridge. One. And let's call it the right name, please. But
no, fucking Schittsburg.
Dude, you come out of a tunnel, then I went over a bridge. Like, oh, you could be anywhere in Schittsburg right now.
Yeah. So we had
to cut across four lanes to get where we need to be, of course.
Yes, underneath the tunnel. Yeah.
But you were saying they had a back room full of, like, LEs.
It was like...
Oh, yeah. What are you talking about? What?
Huh?
It was all LEs.
So did you have to...
All number 11...
Oh, is it Chris?
It's one of Chris's spots.
Yeah, it has to be. Because he gets all the LEs.
And like, dude, I know we drank in some places or whatever, but
wait, what?
This is like the shittiest spot downtown ever.
I dig that.
Cash only.
Schittsburg. Oh, perfect.
Schittsburg, right? Cash only. You walk in the back room. 20 LEs.
Honestly, I dig that kind of vibe.
Was it Verdetto's?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I thought so. When you were describing it, it's on the North Shore. Okay. That's one of his spots. Shorty's Pints and Pins is one of his spots. I know he had Barcadia. I'm not sure if that's still one of his spots or not. And then Pittsburgh Pinball, they have Coupe de Ville, Vellum Fermentation, and Kickback Cafe. So, I mean, there are definitely some real legit pinball spots, like, right there in the city of Pittsburgh.
We're going to Schittsburg on that all day or on Wednesday. Should we hit one up?
We should. Like, if you, I don't think you've been to Coupe de Ville before, and no. It's a really awesome spot. It has a really cool vibe. But as soon as Kyle sent me that picture, he's like, there's a bunch of number 11 LEs. I'm like, I know exactly where you are.
It was all right.
Yeah. It's definitely not something that you see every day.
Just all right.
So, Corbin, you and Anna were just traveling a bit, and I know you ended up St. Louis way. What all did you guys see pinball-wise?
Pinball-wise, so really we limited it to like a day of pinball because she's like, we take a break from it or whatever. So we went out with the Electric Playground guys. Well, oh, nice. Robin. We went out with Robin specifically. And we went to Silver Ballroom, which I guess is like a classic. He's been doing it forever. Really cool, really solid lineup. Some cool spookies. Champion, a beautiful Champion pub. I mean,
ooh.
Oh yeah. Robin said he did a playfield swap on that exact one. So I mean, it was done up nice.
Right.
Not a whole lot of Sterns there, which, and that's okay.
Hmm.
But yeah, no. So that was, we went there, and then I hung out with them and got to play. They're actually borrowing Circus Voltar for one of their hopefully future projects.
So talk about how you got that Circus Voltar down to St. Louis, Corbin.
First off, I want to say about the Electric Playground guys. I got to check out their shop. Tack from Mars Topper. Wait, is that a public thing? Either way, it's super cool. They also are doing a black and white Godzilla. Looked really awesome. And I saw a black and white Twilight Zone one there too. A version of their Twilight Zone one that right. was black and white that was... super cool. But anyway, I took Circus Voltar out there, and I borrowed my mother's Outback because I was like, I assumed it would be the same as like my sister's.
Was this the same Outback that a certain Capcom didn't fit in? Oh, this was a different Outback.
Different Outback, yeah. Okay.
21?
I think hers is a 21 now. So our sister's, Kelsey's is what, like a
15?
Kelsey's is a 15. 16. So we borrowed that, and I know a WPC will fit in there, no problem.
We fit white water in
21
there.
21 does fit.
I'll tell you the truth, 21 does not, because they moved the center seatbelt mount over more into the center of the area, and so like that's what gets you. Whereas on the 15, it's over on the post, like on the outside. So anyway, it was like 10 o'clock the night before I leave. I'm out there fighting this thing, trying to get in. I'm like, God damn it. Like, I'm already committed. I'd take the head off. I did it. Kyle's glaring at me right now.
So there are four of us at this table, and we've all transported games with the head off of the pinball machine due to circumstances.
Yeah, and it was like, I guess I could have gotten a truck, but then I'm also like, then I got to worry about like weather. And it's like, I wasn't going to meet up with them immediately when I got out there, so then I'd have to sit outside or something. And I'm like, I don't want Circus to sit out. And so I just did it. And it was fine. And then it honestly made it easier to get it then into Robin's basement. We got down there, and, you know, it's playing, so it's back to life. We had fun.
No smoke whenever
no.
You so actually,
I played it, I played pinball with them, and then the next day we went to the City Museum, and they had a whole pinball section. It was like, it's six... We're getting ready to go in. They're like, do you want the... It's $6 more for the pinball floor, and I'm like, what?
Yes, please.
I'm in.
Like, you could have told me it was $18 more for the pinball floor. Probably.
I would have been like, it could have been more than the ticket. I probably would have been like, they're all EMs at the City Museum. But they had a couple cool ones. They had a teacher's pet, which is always a funny
one.
That's
a funny one, dude.
They had the faces, which was the art. That one, after seeing the one up at VFW, then playing this one, that one he has up there.
Sonic faces, yeah.
That one up there is immaculate. Yeah. Like, he has a super clean one. Like, I knew it was clean then, but like, playing a comparison... It was like, holy shit.
It's the same way with their Mars Trek up there, because I've played a few others, other places, and the one at VFW is by far the cleanest I've ever played.
Very, very, very nice version.
He doesn't have too many like beat-up games up there, really. They're all pretty clean, I'd say.
No, the only one that I could that like comes to mind right away is the version of Dragon that he has. Like, it's, I wouldn't call it Roach, but I mean, it's seen some miles for
sure. Maybe it's interesting in a real fresh one.
It's been routed for sure, because I think there's a lot of numbers and stuff, like high scores carved around it and all that. But yeah,
definitely all kinds of fun things.
So St. Louis was cool. It was a real cool spot. We unfortunately did not make it to Atomic. We got in later Saturday night. We got in like 8:30, and they were only open to like 10 or 11. So by the time we got to the
where a hotel we were staying at checked in and everything, it was like, by the time we get there, because it's like, it's not in St. Louis. Like, you have to go back over the border like 30, 40 minutes. So
is Atomic coin drop, or is it you pay per visit?
So Atomic used to be CP, which we went to, and right. It's pay per visit. Okay. And it's just like hourly. It's like so much for two, so much for three, or so much the whole day. And then I thought they'd switch to like being like a bar scene, but then Robin was saying that it's still BYOB and everything like that.
Oh, damn. Okay.
I would definitely like to make it back out there at some point to check that out.
Yeah. No, it's on my list. And the ballroom had been on my list, too. Whenever we went through,
It's a classic, like, Robin described it as, like, a punk dive bar with pinball. And I think he hit it nail on the head. Like, you could, if you were there, and so they had PBR bottles. If you guessed the what card was on the cap, you got the bottle for free. So you get two guesses each time. So
that's pretty cool.
And it was like, it had that. It was a cool vibe.
Now, definitely would need to get back through St. Louis to hit some of these spots. But yeah. I'm about to make a little West Coast swing. We're going to fly out on Thursday and end up in Portland, which, as I know, Corbin, you know, on Pinball Map, when you used to open it on the older updates, it would automatically start in Portland.
Especially if your locations are off.
Yeah, exactly. Which I lived that life for a long time. Yeah. And it would be like, there are cities with this much pinball. Like, this doesn't make sense whatsoever.
The map has chicken pox. You're like, what the hell?
Yeah. So it's been a goal of mine to try to get out there. So I definitely, in Portland, want to hit Ground Control, Next Level Pinball Museum, Special When Lit, and Quarter World. All four of those are on my list to try to check out. So if you're listening
and you see Jeff come in,
he's no one knows what I look
big,
like.
Beautiful, bald man.
Stearns, I don't care.
Probably wearing a Mad Pinball shirt.
I will probably be wearing a Mad Pinball shirt, and I'll probably be handing out some Mad Pinball stickers. But if you're listening to this, as I go through these cities that I'm going to be happening through, if there's a spot that's not on my list, definitely give us an email at Zach.
Freshpinball@gmail.com.
And I would love to definitely check out these like hidden gems. But then I also am planning on up towards Tacoma Way, hitting Dorky's Arcade and the Triple Knock, which I thought was a pretty cool name. And then in Spokane, Washington, there's one called the Jedi Alliance that's on my list. And then in Helena, Montana, Lewis and Clark Brewing had a nice lineup of games. So a good spot to play some games and have an adult beverage.
Helena, Montana. It sounds like Hannah Montana. Like,
that's right.
A little weird.
I'll be singing some Hannah Montana. And then when we come back through Idaho.
Party in the USA.
Yeah, in Boise, I'm going to party at the Idaho Pinball Museum. And then we're going to end up back in Portland. So again, if anybody out there who's listening, if I didn't name something that I absolutely need to see or one of your cool local spots, let me know, because I'm always looking for something a little bit different with some games that you don't see every day.
Haven't we talked about that several times too, where like Portland is supposed to be like the Mecca.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah,
I'm very excited. I wish I had more time in just Portland, but you know, can't just take these trips just for pinball, Jeff. Have to do things for the whole family. So
wow, don't sound so. I hope Tia's not listening yet. Still,
she's asleep by now.
47 minutes in.
Yeah. So before I was coming over to record, we somehow got on the topic of the podcast, and she's like, "I'm two episodes behind." I'm like, "Good, I have a few more months to live though, because once you hear the anniversary episode, it's over."
It's fine. Nobody cares.
Everything will be fine. Don't need to go to Taco Town ever again. It's fine.
It's delicious.
So one of the questions.
It's a bummer, dude. Those are some good tacos.
They fucking moved them.
The tow truck towed it out the other day. It's gone.
Whoa. It was real short.
The better taco truck is the one over by the warehouse, over by the Hall of Fame. That's the spot right there by the custard corner or whatever it is.
And between that and the gas station?
10 out of 10.
Wow.
Absolutely 10 out of 10. There. Kyle's had it.
You want to hit there?
Yeah, we'll hit there.
Unbelievable.
We'll go there. We do it for lunch tomorrow.
Sounds good.
But we brought up this whenever we were talking to Don, and I thought, you know, we could wrap up the episode with each one of us talking
cutting
about.
Us off. Dang.
I mean, we're approaching an hour. By the time we talk about this last subject and we hit events, it'll be, you know, we'll be right there. But think about what is the game, and it's obviously different for each one of us in terms of games we own, games we have, all of that stuff, of what is the one game that is absolutely bolted. So the one that.
Why do you always have to ask me this, dude?
It's the hard question.
I don't sell any.
It's not about selling. If you were going to be sent to prison,
okay,
for life, and they said to you, Zach, you can bring one game with you to prison. What's the game?
I already know.
All right, good. You can start.
Yeah,
Kyle. Go ahead, Kyle. You go first.
I guess House of Horrors.
I already know.
What is it, man?
What is it? You're a guy. I'm trying to
decide. If we're talking about prison, then we also need to think about, like, not just what's going to entertain us, but what's going to give us some kind of, like,
street cred.
Street cred in the yard. Like, you can't take Dolly Parton or some shit or whatever, you know? Like, you got to think about this.
That might actually help you there. I don't know.
Dude, maybe. Either way, I'm just saying, like, you got to think about, like, if we're talking about the prison scenario,
what are you taking? Is you taking Boomerang?
Okay.
You guys know my fucking answer.
It's gonna be TNA.
It's TNA.
I had no doubt.
It's TNA. I don't literally know any modern game that is better than TNA.
I could see you. I could see you and your cellmate having some epic co-op.
Oh yeah, dude.
Co-op TNA. Honestly, I can't. Co-op, for the prison scenario, TNA might be the best move.
I was kind of thinking TNA or the brand new Whitewater in Corbin's house.
I would love to see where it's like prison and it's like lights out time and they just like pull the switch and then TNA powers down. Like a single tear just rolls down Kyle's face.
I mean,
he has it turned all the way up to 11.
Oh, absolutely.
He just has it dialed in perfectly.
It's thumping. Shit's rattling. The cage is rattling around him.
I don't know. Kyle made such a good point. I think I'll have to agree with him.
No. Kyle's taking that one, Corbin. You've got to have your own.
Sorry. Oh. Going to prison. What the fuck?
Yep.
TNA's where it's
at. Well, if I'm probably going to prison, it's with Kyle.
Yeah, right? Seems reasonable. That's good. So we all go. You'll have at least three or four.
Co-op. We can do all. Always be playing that co-op mode.
I feel like we could finally get through nine reactors.
I mean,
how many years are we going to prison?
I feel like we can have this conversation many and many a time.
Yeah.
And every time, what is going to come up?
I mean, that's the game for you. I had no doubt when I asked the question TNA, that that was going to be the game for
it's
you.
It's fucking TNA. All day.
It checks all the boxes.
All right. I would go with, are we going to have tools to repair it too?
Mm-mm.
So we also need to be durable.
You're fucked on TNA.
We need to be durable for this time.
Fucking
for
hot our glue. Sentence. That's all you get is a hot glue gun.
I feel like that's a consideration because you're probably going to have to fashion your own tools.
Or you're going to have to bother the guards.
Dude,
and be like, I need another node board or whatever you might need.
It's not going to be Rush Premium.
No, fuck no. No, I need some zip ties. Problem solved.
Didn't Ben have the solution to fix Rush?
He had an idea about it. We talked about it again this past weekend. Okay. I might go with... So, instinctively, I would normally think like a Circus or a Tales of Arabian Nights, but then I think... I might go Waz.
Ooh! Every time that I think you hate that game, I feel like you love it just as much.
Because I think it would be so... Like, there's enough depth to it at times. Like, there's enough modes that I continually find... And I'm not, like, by any means... I'm sure somebody's listening right now, like, Waz is so simple. I know everything about it, but, like, I don't. Like, I just continually find new things about it. And it's entertaining and everything. So I might go, since TNA's already taken... Tales of Arabian Nights or Circus Voltaire are obviously up there in consideration too. But then I think, both of those, it's like I pretty much beat like both those. And so it's like if you're looking at years of having to play the same thing, I think I could get some longevity out of Waz.
Do you think we're gonna get that Alice Wonderland?
I'm also assuming. Ooh. Are we gonna buy one?
Yes, we're gonna.
We're absolutely buying one if that's what you're asking.
What do you think?
I'm getting one, yeah.
I think it's going to be bonkers.
What's going to happen?
I think it's going to be wild. It's when crazy, I was with Robin,
oh, sorry.
Robin sorry, said sorry, that, guys. I was talking to Robin about this in St. Louis, and he said, and this is, I don't know if this is like fact or not, but he said he talked to his buddy who talked to somebody, blah, 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 yeah. And they said it's even better than they imagined it when they saw the layout and everything, and some of the samples of the art, like it's supposed to be like that sick. And so I'm in on it. So it's, I was already in on it before that. Like I'm not.
Oh, shit. What game would you... Take the grave.
To the grave? Maybe it's Alice in Wonderland. I haven't played it.
Maybe it's Lebowski.
Maybe
Lebowski's up there.
Because
you could bowl for a while too. You had multiple modes.
Lebowski is a solid ass game. Like that could be in the consideration too.
So Alice in Wonderland, have they announced how many of that they're doing? Because I know it's on their limited production thing because they're supposed to, you know, finish up Lebowski.
But I thought it might be like 1,000 or something.
Okay, so more than I thought. It's not going to be. Because if it was 500. Maybe it's
500. But
yeah, because that would make it to where it's like, might be tough to get.
Somebody will.
We've got connections.
I would hope so.
We know people now.
I would hope so. What the fuck are we doing if we can't
what
get
are we even
if we
doing?
Can't get an Alice in Wonderland, then what are we doing?
What is the purpose of this podcast if we can't use it to get pinball machines?
It's just a pinball. That's all we're going for, people.
I don't know. That would I think I don't know.
So Waz from Corbin.
That's I think I'll stay with that.
All right, Zach, what's your game? Because if I would have had to guess ahead of time, I would have said Big Guns.
Well, see, I've beaten Big Guns so many times.
That's why it's like any probably, of those games that I love.
Are awesome, but like it's nice because I have multiple in the basement. If they're the only one, it's different then. Same with like Funhouse. I love Funhouse, but how many times have I put Rudy asleep and you know gotten the multi ball?
Dump the balls in his mouth.
Right.
I mean, I haven't had a Whitewater at home, but it's one whenever I had. I haven't.
Yeah, you've
one.
Had a Whitewater at home. House. Had that brand new
weeks.
One.
Yeah. But I'm saying in the 2 weeks that I had it, I didn't get tired of it. I wonder if after years, if it would be one.
That's
that,
what I'm trying to think. Or I was like, that's why like any of the Bally's 90. The
it
90s
seemed like
Bally
Revenge
Williams,
from Mars. So. Like it's so there's so many different modes in there I've hit, and it's so much fun. There's still ones I haven't hit.
I feel like with one of the Pinball 2000 ones, like if you're in prison, you could be programming like your own stuff into the game.
I'll learn some programming. Know nothing about it.
Like a floppy disk reader, you should be good.
I was thinking of Lebowski, though, too. And Corbin was about to say,
I think Lebowski's a solid
because you could do the bowling mode all day then if you're just tired of playing normal. And you go straight to Wizard, like, oh, I don't feel like
I think that would get you some credit in prison for sure. Definitely. Lebowski,
you gotta have the rug, though.
There's like some random shit really bring stuff on the room together, too, which would be good for your prison time.
Okay, so we've got Waz, we've got Lebowski, we've got TNA, and that comes down to me. Everyone knows my love for the Stern Star Trek Godzilla. Ellie. I love that. So it's funny, we were setting up our first...
I think it's going to be Pizzles.
Dominoes.
I was thinking about Jetsons myself.
Our first of the Godzilla 70th editions for Phil. And, you know, we were playing it and I got extra ball and I'm just like, Corbin, just plunge it. Like, I'm already tired of, like, I played ball three way too long.
He put up Grand Champion too casually, so...
On Phil's new machine.
On his machine.
Nice, dude.
That's ha-ha-ha.
Hey, shout out to Stern, though. I mean, that's the way you should be doing shit.
It's a beautiful game.
Like don't call it, some new 30th,
the cabinet
50th,
art, the foil,
whatever.
The foil black and white art is stunning. Honestly, it's so cool.
Sell it as a premium.
Yeah, and as people were talking
about it.
Having issues with tracking the ball across the monochromatic playfield, I had zero problem whatsoever. I thought it was very easy to play.
Glaucoma or something.
It was absolutely.
We can cure that.
We can help you.
So as much as people bash my taste in games, I'm going to say if I have one game that I would take to prison for the rest of my life, it would be Strange Science.
Oh, okay. Really?
And here's my reasoning.
Do you think I could choose Big Bang Bar? Then I'd have one. Oh. Damn, I should have done that. Fuck, I fucked up. Anyway, go on.
No, it has
the fucking train the other day.
The five ball multi ball that you load into the Atom Smasher, and it doesn't eject the balls in between games. So I could just play that all day multiplayer. I would just not get tired of it ever.
All right, we're going to come over and take the rest of your games, leave Strange Science, and we're just going to see. We're going to see how many days it takes before you're like, hey, maybe could you bring back...
Could you guys bring me something else? Could you bring Deadpool Domino's back? Could you bring me anything
Big
at all?
Bang Bar might have been my...
Dude, I didn't think about Big Bang. I was thinking of things we had.
I know. Things that we have time on, but I never had time on. What are you talking about? Somebody trying to trade you a Big Bang Bar?
What?
Oh, yeah. They were trying to trade a Big Bang Bar.
For what? For
Foo Fighters.
Bro,
I think you're full of shit.
I'm in, dude. Let's do it. They need two.
I'll give them three.
I'm gonna give them three. Yeah,
throw in a Venom. Give
them three
and a Venom.
All right. So before we before we hit the events here, I definitely do want to give a shout out from Mad Pinball to all of our manufacturing partners. We've just had some amazing experiences recently, but we've definitely had a nice run here with Turner Pinball. They've sent up to us their Ninja Eclipse, and we've run it around Ohio. And the reactions to it have been just mind-numbingly positive. People really blown away with the build quality, the depth, the layout, everything about the game. So shout out definitely to our friends over at Turner Pinball. Corbin and I will actually be taking it over to the Pins in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on Wednesday.
It's like quarter up till then.
Yeah, it'll be running at quarter up. I'll be publishing this on Tuesday podcast time. So
you got a day.
You've got a day. Get up there and play it while you can. But it'll be going over to all of our pinball friends in Pittsburgh. It's going to run there for a couple weeks, and then it'll go up and be at Pocketeers for a week. And it'll be at Dave Sousa's event.
Most importantly.
And then it'll come back down to Pittsburgh for a chunk of time. And then we'll announce where that baby's headed next. But if you're interested in the game, you have questions on it, questions on deposits, anything like that, email jeff@madpinball.com or corbin@madpinball.com. I had an email today where someone was like, hey, I'm very interested in this game. Just, you know, a little weary of putting $1,000 down. I think between what Turner Pinball's offering and our backing of the game as well, I think we can put your mind at ease that this is something that you're interested in. We could
help you. It's going to get made. I mean, it's going to ship. It'll ship by the end of the year. I believe they're going to start production here shortly. Yep. They're getting parts in now. And
I spoke with Mr. Turner earlier in the week, and he said they have parts rolling in as we speak. This game is happening. They are building it.
It's like a real life game.
It's the real thing, but we're excited for that. So what do we have coming up event-wise, Corbin?
So I definitely want to cover that, you know, the past couple that we did with the Ninja Eclipse have been awesome. It's been good to see everybody out. I don't know. What do we have? Do we have
anything? Yeah, we had the Sweeper City Championships, which was a huge hit. We had it over at Unhitched, which was awesome. We had our John Wick launch parties, which was great. So we're going to be coming into August now, which is a little bit usually of a downturn of pinball events, but you can look forward to seeing any of our cool Stern pinball items that are coming in. If they run any of these vault games that are being heavily rumored, when that game comes in, we'll be popping it out there for the people to check out.
We'll do something Unhitched next month.
Yeah, we definitely need to do something over at Unhitched. That's always a good time.
Does it rhyme with
in quarter up? I was texting, possibly. I was texting Ben up at quarter up too, and he was saying that we'll have something up there too. We just haven't locked anything in yet.
In the Akron area, every Monday, 7 p.m., quarter up, Akron, down in the valley, they have something going on, and Corbin is pretty phenomenal about almost every week, if not every other week, that there's something different up there for people to get excited about,
Thinking maybe Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones LE would be a cool one to make an appearance.
I guess we could throw that in and just replace Ninja Clips with that.
Yeah.
Or take Lebowski back.
I mean, just the things that you have up there on the regular basis of a Bond 60th and some of the other games is just...
They have a Johnny Mnemonic right now.
Yeah, not to crap on other locations, but there's always some special things over there.
Let's do Rolling Stones.
There aren't many places where you can walk in where it's like you have legit nice EMs and some early solid states, some 90 Bally's Williams, and just then the most freshest of the fresh pinball.
Yeah, Electric Playground Toppers, two out of... the Godzilla and Twilight Zone are up there right now.
Yep. The next season of the Hoover Pinball League, Tuesday Night Leagues, will kick off tomorrow, July the 30th. I know this is obviously short notice, but the nice thing with the Hoover Pinball League is you don't have to show up every week. You have makeup dates and all kinds of ways to get your game banks in. So if you're interested in playing in a super casual league, whether you're 5 years old or...
I mean, he has all ages over there.
95
cool
years
how,
old.
How, you know, yeah. accepting or open it is to everybody.
From novices to someone who's never flipped a game to someone who's a state champ, we literally can see everyone come through there and have an absolutely phenomenal time at the Hoover Pinball League. All right, final thoughts, Kyle?
Don't even put your finger on that button yet, because I know you're waiting for me to start talking.
Play better.
I got to ask a question real quick.
Yes.
So you asked Don about his top pizza. What's your top pizza?
Ooh, I like that.
I'm just curious. I've been thinking about it, and I bet, is yours that Chicago one we get with the seafood, or what's your top pick?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
What's that place called, like Crust or Slice or so? That place was fun.
It was good.
It's called Peace.
Peace. That's what
Pete's
it was.
Pizza. Peace Pizza.
Yeah, Tank, we're thinking about this too. We're going to ask you too. Top pizza. So,
all right. What's your top pizza, Corbin?
No, I'm last. What are you?
Oh, well,
I asked the question.
So, in Chicago, Pequod's is, that's my favorite pizza of all time.
Have you ever taken me there?
You've been there twice, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that place you took me, and yes. I've already been there.
Yeah, exactly.
That is really good pizza. We went there. That's where we went on our layover to Egypt. Yes. That's the place he's talking about. Okay, that's his top pizza. Yeah, yeah.
That's good pizza.
That's good pizza.
Pequod's is my jam. Right. Have I taken you there? Yes, Corbin.
You've been there. I don't remember the name of these places. Twice. If I saw it and then went to the second floor, I'd know I'd been there.
Zach, top pizza, buddy.
I'm with Luigi's out of Akron. Can't go wrong with Luigi's. You gotta wait like 6 hours, but you know.
If you are visiting Akron, go to Luigi's. Make sure you have some cash in your wallet.
It's cash only,
which makes you know it's legit.
Good. Get a pizza and some pasta. I do both. It's all so good.
But even if you want to go light, you're in there for lunch. They do slice and a salad and a soda, and it's like.
And their salad has like 6 pounds of cheese on top of it.
Last time we went up, it was a Monday. We were talking. It was like on the Saturday or Sunday. We're like, oh, we should go up, and then. We're like, we'll wait till Monday. It won't be as busy then. We get up there on a Monday night. The line's still out the door.
Oh, it's
like,
God,
two people are like, the line's outside. It's like,
for
of course
70
it is.
Years, it's just a line out the door every day. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Printing cash.
Tank?
Oh, no doubt.
Hey, wake up. Tank, what's your favorite pizza?
My favorite pizza?
Yeah.
I'm pretty simple. I like Giannino's.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I also get it. Shout out to Keith.
Keith's pizza. Are good.
Yeah.
Keith does make says Tank's at Giannino's. In case you guys didn't hear that, it's a localish kind of around the area.
Shout out to my
you're local, right? You're local. Oh,
you
worked
there. You used to work there, right?
Slinging some pies.
And my buddy Joe Rock, Alliance Giannino's.
Yeah, right across the street there. Oh,
he passed away.
Yeah.
Oh, R.I.P. Is that where you're going?
47 years old.
Ooh,
that seems a little young.
That's rough.
It's not good.
No, that's rough. Well, on that note, Corbin.
Yeah. You guys have covered a lot of good ones already. I mean, I'll agree with Jeff's, the place that I didn't know the name of that I went to twice.
Man.
They have some they have some good pizza. Luigi's is banging. Giannino's is good. That place, whenever we go to Peace, it's good.
That was real good.
I'm going to say then, I'm between like maybe.
I know, man.
I'm going to guess. Can I guess?
Pizza.
Is it Pizza Oven?
I didn't think about them.
A legit good pizza oven pizza. Yeah.
With double cheese. You ever do that double cheese?
Stuffed crust.
I go extra sauce.
Oh, we talked about this.
Victoria's and Alliance was on us.
I'm between three.
Thing.
It's either pizza oven is very good, local pizza oven. Krause's double, the double crust pizza.
Linda's
is
the top. The topper.
That's number four now. Lindsay's is good too.
Lindsay's is so good.
Italo's. I always love me some Italo's. I'm about to, and I'm also about, I'll just say in general, any of the random pizzas that Unhitched or Mike's Pizza does.
Unhitched.
Shout out, Alex.
That's good.
Alex, they have a.
I know you're listening right now.
They have a Sloppy Joe pizza that they're doing right now that I've definitely got to get out and try. So I'm about like the random.
What time is
ones.
It? Oh man, I might still be able to get some pizza in tonight. We'll see.
It's 10:24.
I know.
I had some Giannino's for dinner with the boys.
Ooh, can I give an update about my German mail PO box?
Oh yes, we definitely need.
Wait! Everybody stop.
I need to post up those pictures because that's looking sweet.
It looks real nice. Looks finished.
So as if you've been following along, I'm sure everyone has. I was using my German PO box again.
For good, not for evil this time.
Yeah, and I ordered some parts for Congo and Jared. I got them for you too. And I ordered some Inside Art, some replacement plastics, and the ones that should have been on there. And I put them on. Totally worth all the. They showed up. Oh, yeah, I'll back up. They showed up. The PO box worked. It was actually pretty quick. It took like, I'd say less than a week from when I actually ordered it.
That's pretty good.
Week to week and a half from Germany to my PO box. And that's with me like having to fix my. The wording of how.
So what's your German PO box, and then went to the other.
It left the company, went to the PO box, then came to my real mailbox.
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty quick
for like a week, week and a half. Like, yeah, I mean, bad, sometimes you order stuff from California or somewhere, and it's like three weeks later. Yeah. So it showed up, and it was in good condition. I also ordered the audio visual WPC95 board from them, and threw that in. Tails and it's working. So overall, I'd say a success.
5 out of 5. Would order again.
I would and I mean I paid for the box for the year again, so I have it as an option.
So now Corbin could be everyone's mule for these parts.
It was like $12 to $15 for the year. It was not expensive
investment.
Yeah, I thought so.
All right, Kyle, give us that Mad Pinball jingle. If you need some new, used, any kind of pinball,
I think
at all.
We have one more black and white Godzilla, and if no one buys it, I'll open it. But if someone buys it, that'd be fine too.
We do.
I
want to
keep one of the trade-ins instead. So
yeah, we have Rush coming on up on production.
We've got some Deadpool Pros. Deadpool
Pros. Stern just announced they're about to run Mandalorian Pro and Premium for the first time in 2 or 3 years. So if you've been waiting for one and you want one, now's the time.
Yeah, ship those pros with that nice crossover ramp.
Oh man,
Son of a bitch.
Love it, love it, love it. Hit us with that jingle, Kyle. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and have a fantastic night.
Next week, we'll do No Rules. Jeff's out of town.
When the cat's away, the mice will play.
Got 'em all.